Would we consider Torre a celeb? We the realest morning show in the world. We just, even the stories that we really don't want to do that we know we got to do because the people want to stay informed on it. I'm going to tell y'all that the people want to stay informed on it, but I don't really want to talk about it. So we had to take another story out in order to put in the Diddy segment. I'm going to just be real with you. That's why they don't want to give me my $30 million. Because I will be on there like, oh, listen, man, the producers made me do this, but I ain't really want to do it. They said it was a good idea, so we got to go ahead and get to it. All right, is Torre really a celebrity? We got Torre, we got Fat Joe, we got several people that want to get a 2 cents on it, okay? Let's see what Torre, look at Torre, look at Torre. I don't trust no man with, let me be quiet. Okay, Torre with the afro. He got something to say about Diddy, too, on MSNBC. Let's go over to what he got to say. Torre, what are your thoughts on Diddy?
The people in the industry have been hearing about
it's giving R. Kelly, Torre. It's giving, it's disturbing.
You know, I was personally disturbed many years ago, okay? I know this man well enough to call him and say, hey, I need a favor.
Yeah.
And this might have been 10, 12 years ago that I called him and say, hey, I have a family member who I want you to hire them as an intern.
Yeah.
And I have never talked about this publicly. And he said, yes. And they were flying around, one of the interns, Atlanta, Miami, whatever, on the jet, in the house, whatever. And then the internship stopped abruptly, like 3 or 4 months into it.
Yeah.
And I spoke to my family member, like, well, what happened? And they wouldn't say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did it end? And he wouldn't say. And years later, they finally came out, and this is a male,
yeah,
and said that Puff had said, come home, stay the night with me, or the internship is over. And they said, absolutely not. He said, absolutely not. And the internship ended. But from there, I was like, this is how it goes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So to hear that things went even further with potentially, allegedly, many other people, we feel like we've seen this coming.
Well, there was the situation with, obviously, Russell Simmons, who does not live in the United States any further. Mm-hmm. You've had these situations, obviously, with R. Kelly. This feels like it is going down that kind of a track because you have multiple accusers with nothing proved. He's not been adjudicated whatever, but it's just talking.
Videos.
And he paid Cassie a lot of money.
A lot of money. And
you know why I don't believe him? You know why I don't believe him? Because I think that Torre is sassy myself. I can't prove it, but that's just my own personal thoughts. The other side of it is, how do you sit here and say that he was your homie? How was he so cool? Y'all were close enough for you to be able to have his personal phone number. And then you were able to call him and say, hey, fam, can you give my little homie who's grown, who's an adult, an internship? He said, yeah, no problem. I got you. How did y'all get that cool? Number one. Number two, they're grown, so they can say yes or no. And number three, nobody was forced into it. Number four, here's the most troubling part. Why are you just now saying something? I can't stand these Me Too zesty dudes. It aggravates me to my core. I cannot stand the Me Tooers. Oh, wait. I got a story about Puff, too, now that Puff is going down. You know, I could tell you a story about Puff, and I was really one of his best friends, and I was so close to him, and I was able to give him a phone call and say, hey, man, my guy needs an internship, needs a job, and they're flying everywhere around or whatever. And so that was 10, 12, 15 years ago. Now, in 2024, you decide to go on MSNBC in order to get off your rocks. Stop it, bro. I can't stand. Because if he was so cool, if y'all had that type of relationship, if you can contact him, then why you ain't hit him up? How come you ain't call him and say, hey, fam? Hey, bro, my homie was, you got his phone number, right? You can confront him, right? Oh, that's what happened. He's cornball, chatty, patty, emotional. I want to be a part of the conversation too. Let me get my 13 minutes of fame. Corny, bro.
You know, the people are coming with videos, though. I mean, like, evidence, not just hearsay. So, I mean, this is a very, very frightening situation. There was a period in the record business when a lot of wildness was going on of this sort. And here's another shoe dropping.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think, talk about where he stands, because what he's saying sounds very Trumpy.
Yeah.
It's talking about a witch hunt.
Yeah.
I had somebody text me earlier today. I think I texted you today and forwarded it to you, that somebody is saying watch for him to try to weaponize sort of a Trump sort of narrative.
Ain't this the same chick that was on that had the conversation about Trump the other day, like a week ago, that I had reviewed or whatever like that? I think this is the same chick, right?
Or watch the Trump.
She got a different hairstyle. You know how black women are. They switch up their hair colors, their hairstyles. Oh, no, 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 no. That was another chick. That was a chick that looked like... What did she look like? It wasn't Rasputia. It was somebody else. I said that she looked like somebody else. I don't remember what it was, but I don't know. I don't remember.
People try to weaponize what's happening in favor of Trump to say, look, there's this persecuted black man like me that who's like me, and try to weaponize it.
Man,
it feels very Trumpish.
I hate to say that anyone
is
like Trump.
Oh, yeah, they look like EJ. The chick that looked like EJ. Magic Johnson, the chick that looked like Magic Johnson's son. Which one was that? They all start to run together at some point, but let's go ahead and get Torres. Let's get Torres' take from it.
But there is something in the rise, the long-term rise of Puff, in that he seemed to create his own reality, to demand that everyone around him follow what he wanted.
Yeah.
And people did. He had a ton of money behind him to start Bad Boy at a very young age.
Yeah.
And would just treat me. I mean, he's called me up and screamed at me on more than one occasion, and lots of people would say that. So the ego was gigantic. The ability to create the reality that he wanted seemed to be there.
But also to create a reality.
Hey, guys, he called me up and he screamed at me too, numerous of times.
It was dangerous. I mean, I think for a lot of hip hop fans, the failure to protect
Notorious
B.I.G.
He screamed on me too.
The fail, you know, the sort of egging on of an East Coast West Coast rivalry.
I mean, he had money and he was screaming at me.
Knew and respected each other and didn't have to be beefing, and to sort of let that violence come. You know, I think for a lot of us, and that, and also oversampling and making hip hop into a sample machine. Don't get me started.
Now you're doing that.
Now I'm doing that. But I'm only doing that because you're my friend and you'll defend me. No, don't get me started, Aunt Saray. How does this go? Is he in the United States? Do we know where he is?
I don't know. I can't even call it. I don't know.
Well, you have to come back when you get more information. Saray, thank you.
Hey, everyone. MSN.
Hey, I don't know. Torrey is the dude that all of the chicks feel safe around, not actually ever possibly even having sex with him. And so that's why it is that he has so many female friends. They're not worried about him actually trying to hit, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that if I had to profiling and I had to figure out whether or not, like Torrey, you know how I catch heat all the time and they say, oh man, Anton must be busting her down and all of that. And I say, nah, man, it's just the business perspective. You're never going to say that about Torrey. If you see a beautiful woman around Torrey, they're going to be like, oh nah, he just a friend. He absolutely is just a friend. He's the one that's going to help her get dressed and tell her, girl, your booty is getting too big. Torrey Torrey is the type of guy. Torrey is the type of guy that all of the girls feel comfortable sleeping naked around, or screaming naked around and getting dressed and say, hey, oh, can you zip up my dress? Can you help me pull up my pants? Ain't nobody worried. Listen, I will feel absolutely comfortable leaving my chick around Torrey. I will feel 100% comfortable leaving my girl around Torrey with no restrictions. With no restrictions at all. No restrictions at all. Hey, listen, whatever it is that Torrey is telling you to do, you are okay to do it 100%. We don't worry about Torres. Real talk. Seriously, honestly, Torrey is the type of guy that nobody is eyeing to see whether or not she hugging him too long or anything. Like, hey man, go, hey, Torrey will take you. Y'all can go by yourself and you can spend a night at his crib and I ain't even gonna worry about it. Go ahead and hang out with Torrey. I'm cool with that. Torrey is like one of the girls. I would be more worried about my homegirl trying to get at my girl than Torrey. Hey, man. Oh, Torrey gonna be there? Oh, we ain't even gonna worry about that. He gonna snitch 5 seconds into the conversation anyway. He gonna come back and say, girl. Shout out to the Torreys in the world that can't wait to chatty patty. I want to pile in too and tell my story on national TV. Torrey. Let's see what Fat Joe had to say. All right, we don't want to do no music.
Brother, this is the best thing. We call this the Rolls Royce of hair grooming. And it's available at Sally's and Amazon.com.
Shout out to Fat Joe for pitching his product.
But mostly... white, he never dyed it, never thought of it. So 10 minutes later, he called me like
his hair may go white.
Yeah.
I know that you guys are somewhat.
No,
Aless said she would feel very comfortable around Torrey. Oh man. Hey Torrey, can you go and help my girl get dressed? She naked in the other room. Just go ahead and help her, big dog. Help yourself to whatever it is that you want. You want something to drink? Fucking Torrey.
No?
I didn't say no. Yeah. I know Diddy 30 years. I'm just praying. It's a very sad situation. I don't know enough about it. That's as far as I could go. I stood up last night, maybe 4 hours, praying for him and his kids. His kids, I know them all their life. So, you know, I'm just praying for everybody.
That's a real answer. You see the difference? You see the difference? They asked Fat Joe about Diddy. He said, man, listen, I knew him for 30 years. I know his kids. I'm praying for him. I don't even know enough about the situation to even make an assessment or at all. That's what happens when you actually are cool with somebody and they your homie. You know what? I went to film on Monday and Tuesday, right? On Monday and Tuesday, I went to film. And I met some people. And after I met them, right after that, some people had recommended that I respond or I do a reaction video to some of the stuff. Because they was content creators, to some of the stuff that they did on, on Instagram. I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even react to it because I was like, dang, I know him now, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be able to be objective. And so because I wouldn't be able to be objective, I had to go and react to something else because I actually know them. And I'm not even cool with them, but I just know them. And so I was just like, you know what? Nah, I can't even do it. I can't even do it. I can't even react to him because it's not going to be real. It's not going to be real. And I'm not going to feel comfortable because I know that I actually got their phone number.
Chance to talk to him at all since this has been.
Nah, very sad occasion. No.
What about?
I know what you guys know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about our girl, Wendy Williams?
I don't know nothing.
Because I know you were tight with Wendy,
too. She used to always tell me, you always go to Rosanna's show, this, that. You know, Rosanna, she got Fat Joe in her back pocket, you know? And so she was like, she would always tell me, you always go to Rosanna, but I'm praying for her, too. I know what you know. You know, I was in contact with her, and then,
everybody got cut off.
Yeah,
we got cut off, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We got to wait for her to call you back, but... there's no way to check up unless I guess we go through one.
Shout out to Fat Joe. It don't matter. I see y'all saying he's standing up and praying for 4 hours. It's okay. I mean, it don't matter whether he's praying for 4 hours. The fact of the matter is that he's basically saying, look, I don't know nothing. All we can do is pray for him. I know what you guys know. I hope that everything works out. That's what a real one would say. Now, all of the sensationalization of it and stuff like that, that's extra. But the fact of the matter is he's just not just throwing him under the bus. Because it's the popular thing to do right now.
Tonight, the New York Post is reporting that alleged victims of Diddy have been talking a lot. And we're hearing a lot of people in Diddy's orbit, names you know, are very worried. Derek Parker is a former member of the NYPD's rap...
Hold on, bro. What the heck is on top of your head, big dog? Is that a faded donut? Is that a ball on top with the donut faded down the sides? Hold on. Let me just see what he got to say.
Intel unit, and he joins me now. You had dealings with Diddy back in the day.
No, not the faded donut. And he came on there. He went to his barber and said that because he got his beard done too. He said, "Hey, give me the number 7 with the beard, and let me get the faded donut on top of my head too." Who going to ask for that hairstyle? Hey, I need some better clips. I be trying to be serious, but I need some better clips, bro. This is crazy. This is crazy. Who asked for that? He went and got his hair done for this. He said, "I'm about to be on primetime with Jesse Waters, and give me that faded donut." Dog, either go all the way in and get a hair unit or get all the way out of it. Listen, if I come back with hair, if I come back with hair, it's going to be on. I'ma be 360 waving it up. I'ma have a spray. All of that. I'ma have some extra hair follicles. I'ma be getting the LeBron James surgery on that joint where you get the follicles put back into it and stuff. If I ever get hair, I'm going all the way in. I'm not gonna halfway do it. That's why the people in the chat keep saying, "Anton, don't do it, because then we're gonna call you Toupe-ton." Go all the way in, bro. Either you all the way there or you all the way out. But don't hold on. Don't hold on. Either let it go or go all the way in, big dog.
What was that like?
Well, I dealt with him when he had problems with the assault, and he had the shooting at Club New York back in those days. So I was probably the detective that was assigned to go out and investigate what happened at those particular locations with Steve Stout with MTV. And with the shooting at the New Yorker club.
Now, the word is that he had his girlfriend at the time, J-Lo, smuggle the gun inside the club. He never caught any charges for it, but his boy went down. Now you see him at the top. I mean, billionaire, all the hits. He's mentoring everybody in the business. But there's some sinister things happening under the surface, according to this lawsuit. Did you see that coming?
Yes. When I saw the payoff with Cassie, and I saw that come out and how that was quickly taken care of, I knew things were going to come after this.
All right. That's enough. We don't see no... Well, I'm done with this. I don't want to hear anything more from these chatty patties. I don't trust people that got a landing strip on their head, personally. I don't trust people like Torre and his combination. I don't trust people that got a landing strip on their head. I don't trust none of it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear their opinion. All right, so we got our Diddy stuff out the way. All right, y'all.